Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. And guys, today we have an amazing show prepared for you. We are going to be talking with two guys that have started their own business and are really doing a great job with entrepreneurship. And a couple weeks ago, and in the last few weeks, actually, I've been telling you that the podcast is going to change just a little bit. We're going to focus a little bit more on encouraging you and helping you, because the feedback we've been getting is that's what people are looking for. And we definitely want to give you what you're looking for, because there's a lot of people out there that are on social media trying to build a brand or trying to build their personal brand around themselves. And they really need the help and encouragement, the motivation to get out there and to continue to live their best life. And that's what the Life of a Gentleman is really all about: connecting you with people who have done what you're trying to do, hearing the success stories, and then actually seeing that it does take some time to get your business going, but also you can learn tips and tricks on how you can do that. We'll also be speaking more with influencers that are having great success building a personal brand. So whether you have a product or service, you're doing it online or brick and mortar, we will be connecting you with the entrepreneurs and people in the world of fashion and business that are doing the exact things that you want to do. And also, I'd like to give you a word of encouragement at the beginning of the episodes as well, because like I mentioned, that seems to be what's really connecting with people. And we base a lot of what we do on the show off of the feedback we receive. So thank you for the messages. Thank you for the emails. And we are listening. And you know, today in our society that we live in, a lot of people don't like to talk about failure. So we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper today with our guest. We're going to talk about facing your fear. And really, it's the fear of failing. That's why a lot of us, if we're honest with each other, why we haven't started our business. It's simply because we're scared. And a lot of times you're afraid of the success, and other times you're afraid of the failure. But whatever the case may be, the fear of failure is ruining your business opportunity from getting off the ground or getting started, or a lot of people throwing the towel just too soon. So hopefully, after hearing this, you're going to realize that there's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing to fear is fear itself. That's a famous quote. It makes a lot of sense. And if you're working on your business tirelessly day and night to achieve your goals, we're sure that you can get there, and we're here to just help you along the way. Because what happens is you have a lot of negativity inside of your head. And if we're honest with ourselves, all of us have it. I've been in business 5 years, and sometimes I'm ready to throw in the towel. And you feel like maybe I'm not smart enough, maybe I'm not capable enough to succeed. And then you start doing the what if scenarios, and it creates a whole lot more stress and anxiety. And it's hard to overcome that negative voice. So what you have to do, what I found helpful, is listen to positive messages, motivational speakers, podcasts, things like this. This helps me overcome that negativity. And it takes a while. It takes some time to reprogram or recondition your mind. And it's not easy. We're not going to say that it's easy, but it is possible to do it. And the way you have to do it is simply through repetition. So if listening to this show is going to help you, listen to it over and over. Go back and listen to past episodes, because we've had a ton of entrepreneurs on here that have had success. And when you hear their story, you realize, man, they've had ups, they've had downs, but the thing is, they're still doing it. And then you ask them, do they regret the decision? And all of them are really saying the same thing. No, they're saying, just get started, keep going, don't play it safe, get out there, throw caution to the wind, and it's going to happen for you. And you can't think about the negative things. You can't say to yourself, there's not enough money, there's not enough opportunity, there's not enough time, you don't have enough skills, because all of us can carve out that time. We can create alliances, we can make partnerships, collaborations, and get the love and respect of our family and friends cheering us on to make sure that our business is really a success. And I'm encouraging you If you have even just thought about quitting, don't quit. You need to keep going. I know a lot of people are big into social media, and sometimes that plays a part into you feeling like it's going to work or not. You feel like, man, my social media is not taking off like I want it to. I don't really have a voice. I'm not getting the audience that I want. But that's not necessarily true. The fact is, if you can affect one or two people, that's a win. And also, you have to realize that you never know when you're going to cross paths with somebody that's going to help you take your business to another level. The only way we're going to get past this negative stage is to continually transform our mindset, listening to positive messages like this, learning from the experiences of other entrepreneurs. So I sincerely hope this is going to help you today. I really think it will. I was motivated by these two guys. I think you will enjoy their story. I think you'll be able to connect with them and see they're just regular people doing amazing things in today's world. And you can do the same exact thing. And that's what we want to stress on The Life of a Gentleman. Remember, you can do what you put your mind to, but you have to believe that it's possible, and you have to surround yourself with the right people. And if that means surrounding yourself with people virtually by way of a podcast or by way of social media, let's do that. And don't forget, you can always reach out, send us a message at Gentleman's Podcast or at The Life of a Gent, and we'll be here for you. And without any further delay, let's get into the interview portion of the show, because we have two great ones coming for you this week. Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Life of a Gentleman's interview segment of the show, where we talk to somebody who's doing amazing things in the world of fashion and business. And today, we have a special guest on the line that's been doing it for 3 years, and he has his own brand of suiting. It's called Franklin and Anthony, and I have the pleasure of welcoming to the show Franklin Moss. So how's it going today, Frank?
Oh, man, it's going okay. I'm surviving.
Man, good to have you on, man. Good that you're here. You know, I've been following you for years on social media. I love what you do. Love your brand. You seem to think outside of the box with your style, man. So it's always something original. I love that. So before we get into that too much, I'd love for you to just tell the audience a little bit more about Franklin and Anthony and what exactly you do and what you guys offer.
So, just to kind of lead into it, I originally came into fashion maybe about 8 years ago, styling for major and minor fashion show. And with that, I've always had the taste for men's fashion and then just fashion in general. So I was able to incorporate a lot of different styles, from the runway to regular everyday dress. Right. So with being in that world, I kind of connected with the right people, and then it just pushed me into the suit company, Franklin Anthony, being a bespoke custom suit company where we make trousers, suits, jackets, shirts. We have different companies that have watches and accessories and different things in our showroom. But we've been around for 3 years. I have my business partner, Michael Taylor, who was on here before. And then also a group of clothiers where we travel all over the nation. And we've been doing this for about 3 years, just trying to get everybody to look good and look the way that they envision themselves when they see themselves in a suit. I know a lot of times it's hard to get that look, even that you put in your head, from the store. So we try to create that for you.
Yeah, that does it, man, because you know what? You guys give people options. I like that you said that. A lot of times, you know, you're right. You get that look in your head and you're like, man, I wanna pull this look off. But you go shopping for suits, man, they're nowhere to be found. You know what? It's like you said, it's stuff you see on the runway or stuff you see in real high-end magazines. And you're like, man, where am I going to find this? But working with somebody like yourself, it can happen.
Yeah, But and it's also not just that. It's one of those things to where I'm saying you might even just see yourself in a nice blue suit, like a regular blue suit. And you go to the store, when you put it on, it doesn't look... When you put on that suit, it doesn't look the same way you envisioned it. And it's just because that body style that you have whenever you create a suit in your head, you always envision yourself in a bespoke or custom suit. It just is what it is. You envision yourself in the perfect suit, and you can't get that for a suit that's made for Jonathan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For Jonathan's measurement.
Yeah.
And not yours. So, or John Smith, basically, or whatever you want to call Jane Doe or John Doe. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. You're right. It's the way they manufacture them. It's the cookie cutters for the quote unquote average guy. And, you know, hey, if you're a little smaller or you're a little bigger and you don't fall right in perfect, it's not going to be right. So working with somebody who can do a custom has its advantages for sure. Now, let me ask you, too. I noticed something else that I really admire and I want to give you props on is you do a lot of work with the community and you give back. And I love the fact that you get in there and you're helping inspire people and really guide the next generation as well. Could you speak to that just a little bit about what you do? And also, why in the world is that so important to you? Because a lot of people who are in business, then they feel they don't have time. They're just focused on making money, but you find the time to give back.
Well, I'm gonna try to say this in the fastest way possible. So, me and my friends, we actually grew up in a place called Stop Sticks in Fort Worth, Texas, which is the hood. And but my parents have always been in a position of wanting to give back. So my mother joined the school board. She's been on the school board for almost 30 years, I want to say. Maybe 25, 26 years. And if you don't know much about the school board is all volunteer work in Fort Worth. So she's been given that time. My father's always worked in our community, and he served on the city council to try to make some changes. And so my parents have always just been involved with the community and getting involved, being part of NAACP, all these different things. So me and my friends have always seen that and looked at them as the mentors, in a sense, or people we looked up to. So with that, we created something called Community Frontline. And Community Frontline is a nonprofit organization that tries to make Fort Worth look equal. I know that sounds weird, right? But when I say equal, I mean in regards to the same money that they're giving to the north side and the west side, which is the rich side, they're also providing to the south side and the east side. The same resources, education, economic development, the same everything from criminal justice, the same respect that the police officers give those communities, they also give to our community of the minority neighborhood. So that's our goal. We work with communities, we work with the people in the community, and we work with other organizations because we're not trying to take over what other groups do. We're trying to just get people who want to get involved and plug them into those other groups that have already successfully been doing that job. So that's the reason we do, we work in the community, and that's the reason why we're in love with the work, because we're from it. That's where we just can't forget where we came from.
I mean, in a nutshell, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, your parents kind of started it and they handed it off to you and your group. And, you know, now your children see you doing it. So, I mean, it's you guys are creating a legacy, man. And I think that's important. The fact that you're willing to do that, I mean, it says a lot about your character. And, you know, that's what the life of a gentleman really is all about. Guys having good character is more than just about fashion. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, 100%. It is about the way you carry yourself, the way you treat other people, and the way you make people feel around you. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, I think you're right on with that. I want to ask you a little bit more about your business because you mentioned being in business for 3 years now and traveling around the country. So kind of explain that for us. How does that work? Because if you're based in Fort Worth, but you do travel around, so if people are interested in working with you, how can they do so? And where are some of the places that you guys have traveled or plan to in the near future?
So actually just started traveling maybe about, I want to say about a year and a half ago. So what people do is they either go to our website, franklinanthony.com, and they set up a consultation, an out-of-state consultation, and they have two options of how you can do it or how we can do it. And basically, either we can do it online, like via FaceTime type consultation.
Right.
Or we can do a face-to-face consultation where we actually come and take measurements for you instead of having you go get measurements taken from a tailor. And the difference is, it's just more of a personal touch, and we provide an experience deal while we're out of town. But we go through fabrics, we create, design the suit together, and then we take measurements. But we've went to Portland, Oregon. We went to Vegas. We've gone to New York, Atlanta, Florida. We haven't went to D.C. yet, but we have a lot of people want us to come out there for it. But California and New Orleans.
Nice.
I'm trying to think. It's been quite a few places. I'm sure I forgot. Oh, did I say Atlanta? Because we just did Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, so that's perfect.
Yeah, so that's we just travel, man. Wherever you go, wherever you want us to go, nationally. We're not doing international yet. We're not to that point. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
We'll get there.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. Especially at the rate you're going, yeah, you're definitely gonna get there. And the fact that you guys are willing to travel, and people get to meet you and get comfortable with you, I'm sure you get to establish some great relationships with people. And then that's the way they feel, you know, more trust to connect with you guys as a brand. So that's a great business model.
And also, I want to put out there too that we also make women suits as well.
Whoa, okay.
Shirts and so on. So we just don't stay in the men's department. Women are very curvy, and their bodies are a lot different. So that just took us a while, but we had to eliminate that issue, and we moved forward. So.
That right there is a game changer. The fact that you do men and women, yeah, because we have a lot of women listeners, and I know sometimes they're like, hey, what about us? You know, it's like for gentlemen right. stuff, but man, okay, guys, listen up. You know, Franklin and Anthony has you covered when it comes to the women too. So if you're a couple or if you're just a lady listening, get in touch with these guys because, I mean, you know, they can accentuate every curve and make everything look great. That's a bonus for the ladies.
That's the plan. And the beauty is, and I know husbands hate this, but I'm about to say it anyway, we can make you matching suits.
He went there. Hey. That's the beauty of working with somebody like yourself as opposed to going into one of the big box stores. Can't do it there. It's simply not going to happen. But with you guys, man, there's options. So you got to love that. Hey, at this time, let's transition because you're somebody who is on Instagram. People can follow you, and we're going to get to that for sure. And see the style in action. But since you are on here, you are an expert, I would love for you to give a style tip or a fashion tip, however you want to look at it, to the audience. Just something maybe they didn't think about or something that could help accentuate their look. Just one of your top tips, and then we'll share that with them.
Okay. So a friend of mine who's also part of the company now gave me a tip and to give people. When they always ask, how do I choose colors to go with what color? Like a green to go, a color to go with green or a color to go with blue or a color to go with a dark brown or just something. And he said that something he read that said, you have to match or put colors together like nature does. Like nature creates colors together and puts colors together that just naturally flows. So it's like when you look outside and you look at the ground or wherever, like there's a green that always goes with a brown. The brown for the tree and then the green for the leaves of the plant. So it's also like the sky. The blue goes well with the white. And then when the sky starts going down, you can look at the dusk and how the dusk is dawn and how everything just works together color-wise. So when you come in and imagine and you're trying to figure out how to put colors together, just look at nature. It's the easiest guide. It's always outside, too, so...
Yeah, that's a great point, man. And if you don't have, you know, outstanding nature where you live, somebody saying I live in the city, man, you could just look at magazines, nature programs, and go on Instagram, flip right. through nature pages, and you probably come up with some color combos you never even thought of, man. That's a great tip.
Never. Yeah, and it's natural. It naturally flows. Nobody can tell you that it doesn't naturally flow because you got it from nature.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. No, I like that one. I like that one a lot. As a matter of fact, I just alluded to it, you know, that you always do a great job on Instagram. So before we go and close out, I would love for you to share your Instagram page and also your website once again so people can get in touch and kind of follow along and see where you guys are going to be at next, or just send you a message.
Okay. And if you do send me a message, I'm always open to conversation about whatever. So Instagram for myself is quite_Frank. Same on Facebook and Twitter. If you're looking for the company, that's Franklin and Anthony on Instagram, Franklin and Anthony on Facebook, Franklin F&A Customs on Twitter. The website is www.franklinandanthony.com. Also, www.communityfrontline. If you're interested in helping out in any way from wherever you are, we find a way of just making it work. And you can also check out our work on Instagram with Community Frontline on same thing on all social media. So.
Hey, thank you for sharing that as well, because that is also a very important aspect of what you do. And before we close out, man, just want to say again, thank you for helping the next generation. Thank you for inspiring the youth and really setting the standard for what all of us need to be doing. True gentlemen, and we appreciate your time on The Life of a Gentleman, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. I really do.
Now it's time for the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Real professionals, real business owners, and entrepreneurs drop in and drop jewels on us. Looking to learn from others that have done it? Ready to get your business really rolling? Sit back and buckle up. Our experts are ready to inspire. Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome back to the interview portion of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I have the pleasure of speaking to someone who's doing great things in the world of business, and I think you're really going to enjoy this interview. I'm not going to talk a lot about him. We're going to get into it in just a minute. Let's welcome to the show Michael James from Organic Gentleman. How's it going today?
It's going pretty well, Rich. First and foremost, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad we could connect. Glad we could have you on. And I would love if you could tell the audience about Organic Gentleman and the work that you're doing, because it really is very impressive.
Thank you. So Organic Gentleman is an image consulting firm, and I am the lead stylist for Organic Gentleman. So what we do is create personal, sustainable branding for modern-day professionals. In addition to the image consulting, we place a strong emphasis on enrichment programs for schools, so essentially college and career readiness programs.
Now, how did you get into this? Because, you know, a lot of times you hear image consults and you think celebrities that need help with this, or maybe people leaving college, entering the workforce. But you're kind of handling all that and more, especially when you talked about helping youngsters in school. So how did this develop over time?
That is a pretty in-depth question. So let me start you from the very beginning. So initially, Organic Gentleman started off as a men's fashion blog. And the reason why I started was because I'll get compliments on the way that I present myself all the time. And I would help my friends out in high school and college, et cetera, how to put outfits together. And for me, you know, dressing well was never about spending a whole lot of money. And so I wanted to really, really help people learn how to dress well, educate people how to dress well, and how to do so affordably. And I know that's the common misconception, that you need to either A, have a whole lot of money, or B, you know, purchase all these high-end name brands. That transitioned to image consulting when I met with my business partner, Sean Patterson. And he pretty much shined the light in terms of, let's turn this into image consulting. And from there, we took it and started styling entertainers, young professionals, and that ideal actually expanded to being enacted in schools for young adults that are transitioning to adulthood.
That sounds really cool. I like the fact that you guys are morphing and growing and changing and expanding what you're doing. Why do you think that's important? Because a lot of people do start off with pages on Instagram and they can't figure out how to monetize it. What made you say, you know what, this is good, let's turn this into a business?
I would say from the styling aspect, understanding that that could actually be a stream of revenue, but essentially, my heart has always been in the education, being able to truly inspire the youth, understanding that there's really not a good representation in the Black community. Well, not as good. Let me rephrase that. There's a lack of a strong male representation in the Black community. I'm young, and so understanding that there's a problem, I want to be able to do something about that. I see how it is in corporate America. After I graduated from college, and I've seen that there's a lack of us. So being able to show that there's young Black men that are intelligent, that present themselves well, is hoping to change that switch in a positive way.
It makes perfect sense what you're saying. I want to dive into both aspects of it because you're doing two different things. Yeah, the way I look at it, you know, working with the kids, that has to be considerably different from styling, let's say, a celebrity or an athlete or somebody like that. How does it work with your organization when you're working with the youth?
So with that, we recently finished working with a school, a high school, and for our college and career readiness program, we came in essentially as mentors, and we were teaching the young men how to become modern day gentlemen. So going over just like basic tools, like, you know, basic skills, understanding that becoming a gentleman is a never ending process. You know, you must be open minded. In simple terms, teaching lifelong lessons that are not being taught in school. So like conflict resolution skills, the importance of financial literacy, and overall just while engaging with the students is just making sure that they're receptive to the information. You know, you can talk all day until somebody's blue in the face, but if they're not receptive, then it goes nowhere. And one thing most importantly, what we would do is we would have guest speakers come into our classes, fellow young Black entrepreneurs from the city. So there was a time I had a fellow business partner, Eliza Tyson, who owns his own fitness company. So he came and he spoke. Had another business partner of mine, Yusuf Burgos, he came in and he spoke about, he owns a sneaker store in the city of Buffalo, a very popular sneaker store. Because, you know, kids, they like the Jordans, they like the limited stuff, Supreme, etc. So he came in and spoke about his journey from having sneakers, you know, having that one pair of sneakers to owning a store. So really being able to expand these minds and letting these kids know that there's other options other than becoming a basketball player or an athlete to obtain success or being in entertainment. There's many different avenues.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you're presenting these other options for these kids. But I have to ask you, why do you do it? Because this is something that has to eat up a lot of your time. People could say that, you know, to play devil's advocate, and you could be making money, you could be putting your marketing and your time into other aspects of the business, but why is it important for you to be giving back to this next generation that's coming up behind you?
To be very transparent, understanding the climate that we're in today. We currently have a president, Donald Trump, and that was it, just being very transparent. We understand this is what he stands for. It's not for the overall, well, for minorities. It's not for the collective good. Anytime, anything that he just bashed LeBron James took the time on Twitter to bash LeBron James when LeBron James just opened up a school as an athlete, you know, in his home city. Like, that's beautiful. That's amazing. And that's something that we should see more of. You know, those are the tools that we need. Just everybody needs, most of them, that we need as a culture to move forward, education. And the why for me is from my personal background, is very, very short. You know, I've been on both sides of the fence. And so seeing both sides, being exposed to that, and understanding that it took a positive male role model to kind of, positive, not just one male role model, to truly influence me and inspire me to who I am today, and much and others too as well. It is imperative for me to give back.
Yeah, no, I follow what you're saying. I mean, the money's going to be there. You know, speaking of athletes, speaking of, you know, celebrities and people that are in the news, that's part of what you do too. I mean, you guys are working with the public, styling people who need help. So what's that process like if somebody out there is listening and they're a little bit unsure about their style and they want to work with you or an image consulting business? What's the process like when somebody works with an image consultant?
So when working with Organic Gentlemen, number one, we have a consultation. So this is where we figure out what the goals are. Is this going to be just a one-time event? Are we getting you ready for a specific event? Is this going to be a continuous journey where we're checking on you weekly, bi-weekly, once a month, and really figure out, are we going to be rebuilding a whole wardrobe? So kind of trying to figure out what you want to align yourself with, understanding that you are a walking, living, breathing of your business card.
No, that makes a lot of sense, because today everybody really is a personal brand, right? You would agree with that.
Very true.
And so you kind of help craft the message that people are trying to convey through their style and through how they dress.
That is, yes, spot on.
All right, so what's that been like, starting a business? Because there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening that want to get a business started. And, you know, don't give us the cliche answer that says, just keep going. But what have you found to be a challenge? And then what's worked well for you as you started this entrepreneurial journey?
One of the biggest things is, first and foremost, it's not easy. I still face struggles today, and by no means would I want to say that I'm an expert. I'm still learning. So being able to put your ego in a corner and being willing to learn from others, and, you know, come to a point where, like, yes, I'm wrong, or, you know what, I might need to hear that again. Please say that again. Or, you know, please help me another way. Just being willingness to learn. That's the most important. And then making sure things are within alignment with your business. Really understanding your why. Why are you doing your business? Is it just for the money? Because money comes and goes at the end of the day. Are you doing it to build, you know, generational wealth? That's a different story, you know. Being able to understand your why, putting your ego in a corner, and making sure things are within alignment.
That makes perfect sense to me. I mean, that's great advice. You can't do it for the money, because if you do it for the money, it's going to fizzle out, because that's not enough to make you be successful. And I think you kind of expressed that in a great way. So before we close out, let's do this. Let's let everybody check out your work, learn more about you guys. So how can they follow you on social media and get in touch on your website?
Perfect. So the website is organicgentlemensclub.com. So organicgentlemensclub.com. And most of Instagram is organicgentlemen. And my personal Instagram account is OG Michael James.
All right, Michael. We certainly appreciate your time on The Life of a Gentleman. This won't be your last time on the show. We're looking forward to talking with you more in the future.
Thank you very much, Rich. Have a wonderful day.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Truly hope that you guys were inspired. Really appreciate you listening, and hopefully that the interviews you heard will motivate you to go ahead and get your business off the ground as well, because we think you can do it. And really what matters is that you have the mindset and the makeup inside of your head that you feel that you can do it as well. And hopefully we're on here encouraging one another. That's what the show is all about. So I want to say a special thank you once again to our guest today, Michael James from Organic Gentleman, and also Franklin Moss, letting us know about his company, Franklin and Anthony. We truly appreciate them sharing their stories, encouraging us and motivating us as well. We invite you back next week. We have another amazing special guest. Our guest next week is somebody that you know on Instagram. Trust me, he has almost 200,000 followers and he is huge in the menswear space. You will not want to miss it, so stay tuned for that. Also, guys, if you could, do us a favor. Could you rate, review, and even subscribe to the podcast? Now, when you subscribe to the podcast, what that means is every week, this motivating information will come right to your mobile device or your tablet, whatever the case may be, so you won't miss an episode. And then if you review the show, which takes about 30 seconds on iTunes, we'd really appreciate it. It'd help us spread the word to other people that are interested in fashion, business, and lifestyle. So we'd love for you to do that. We have about 110 reviews up right now on iTunes. We're trending at about 5 stars. So we want to get up to 150 and we need your help. So if you could please leave a review and some positive feedback, it'd be highly, highly appreciated. But guys, let's close out this episode with just one last reminder. And that is, if you are thinking about starting your business, remember what we talked about at the outset. Don't have that fear of failure, because if you have the fear of failure, you're not going to ever get into the game. And trust me, it is so much more fun when you're in the game and on the field playing or on the court playing than it is watching in the stands. And you know, right now in the stands watching, you just heard the experiences of two guys who decided to play. And you see that they don't have any regrets, and I don't think you will either. So what you have to do is keep positive, stay surrounding yourself with people who are doing the right things, people that are like-minded, people who aren't telling you can't do it, and get all that negative energy out of your life, because a lot of times, even through our subconscious, taking in that negative energy, it's going to slow us down and hold us back. We don't want that to happen for you. We want to see you win. We want to see you at the top. And also, remember, if you have a show idea, if you have feedback, or if you have a business yourself and you want to be featured on The Life of a Gentleman, you can always reach out to us. We are an open book. You can get in touch with me, Rich Taylor, at The Life of a Gent, and of course, the podcast page at Gentleman's Podcasts. And guys, we appreciate you listening. And as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and 4 accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.